When the inspiration comes to Michael Trendheld and he grabs his pen and a piece of paper, usually he doesn't stop drawing until he finishes a picture or an illustration. He picked up on this form of art after a devastating light event.
I was a musician first, always a musician. I wrote my own songs. And then when I was about 45, in New Year's, 2015, I had a stroke that nearly died. I nearly died, but I snapped out of it after 13 days in a coma.
The following months after coming out of the coma, he started to draw more and more. And he has been trying to do the things that he used to do before the stroke, like his music.
And that's what I do now. I still love opera. I still love folk and heavy metal, but I still draw all the time.
Before the incident, writing poetry and making music was something rather easy for him. But when his ex-wife handed him a pen and a paper for the first time while recovering, he started to draw instead. And he says it was only by intuition. He remembers his first drawing and how his ex-wife was fascinated by it, that she asked him to draw more and more.
First, I draw pencils, but I liked it. I liked it, but then I liked the pen a lot more. So there's all different kinds of pens I draw from.
Music and poetry became a bit harder for him. So he put that to the side temporarily, and then one of his drawings helped him to realize that he was good at it.
First time that I was ever drawing that I really thought, wow, this really is wonderful, it was when I did The Sisters. And I saw it in a photograph of two sisters in back to this building, and I thought, that's weird. And then I was drawing Bonnie and Clyde, and that was Bonnie holding a gun to Clyde, and he was going, oh. And then I drawed Dead.
In 2022, he had his first exhibition at the Hot Shops Art Gallery. Then he met Teresa Gleason, owner of the Ming Toy Gallery in Benson.
The gallery used to be known as the Little Gallery. When I had first opened, I had a invitational show each December in which I invited local artists to submit a piece, and he submitted Sisters. So that was kind of how I got to know him, and I've kind of kept my eye on him ever since. The detail in his work is pretty amazing.
Trendheld starts his exhibition at Ming Toy Gallery. People can see his Sisters and Bonnie and Clyde paintings, but also some of his architecture and structural drawings. The opening of his exhibition is today from 6 to 9 p.m., and it will be for display through September 30th. For more information, you can visit mingtoygallery.com. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.